It's episode 197, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 197 of the Cruise Dudes Podcast. Hello there, Scott.
Hello, Tommy.
How you doing today?
I am doing great.
That's great to hear.
I'm going to open up my cold brew coffee from Princess. That is really good to have.
Awesome, awesome. What flavor are you drinking today?
I think I'm doing the cappuccino.
Oh, it says it right on the can, bro.
I think
no thinking. It's right there.
It's cappuccino.
There you go. Thank you very much.
And I see we have an audience today.
We have an audience. We have Pepper the Cat and Poppy the Cat. So they're here in the Cruise Dude South studio.
Oh, my gosh. And we have so much to talk about. So much to talk about, don't we?
Yes, we do. We're going to be talking about my recent cruise on the Sky Princess.
On the Sky Princess.
Yes, and this was our 40th anniversary cruise.
Oh, you're just going to love it.
Oh, absolutely. And we went to the land of the midnight sun, Norway.
I mean, we have so many cruises planned this year. You, me, everyone. We're going to be talking about a cruise ship, basically a voyage, a show.
Pretty much. Yeah, we have lots of things to talk about.
Oh,
absolutely.
Man.
So, yeah, this was my 2-week cruise, and we have lots of things to talk about. Lots of things.
40th anniversary.
I know. Can you believe it? I've been married 40 years.
She put up with you for 40 years.
she endured.
Yeah, I didn't say you, she.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you know, it's just like your sister with me. Her.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They put up with us.
Yeah, they put up with us. That's absolutely right. Well, the music stopped.
Oh, that's okay. Hey,
yeah, I know.
Before we go on to your thing, I want to cover one thing. I've been seeing on all of these Instagram, TikTok, the new thread, all of these things. Have you heard about fights breaking out on ships?
Unfortunately, yes.
And it's. I've been watching. I was like, all right, I want to study this. Okay, the people who are actually doing this, I'm not going to call them ambulance chasers anymore. I'm going to call them tug chasers. They're lawyers for that go after cruise ships. They're the ones who are putting these things out. And well, 75% of them, 25% are individuals, and then they capture their information and then they put them out themselves. But it's like,
yeah, they're reposting it.
Okay.
And then they're making comments.
Yes.
And they're saying, yes. Yeah.
Yes. It's like, oh, do you know it's so unsafe? They have this and this. Okay. You know what? The lawyers really need to start pulling it back. I mean, stop being the ambulance chaser, tug chaser, because you can
boat
get a
chaser,
boat chaser,
ship chaser.
Yes.
You
stop
ship
it.
Chasing ship head.
But, and then you watch these things, and no offense to first-time cruisers, 85% of them are first-time cruisers. They have the little badge. They have, you know, the colors that are coordinated with.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. I'm not. Cruising is supposed to be enjoyable, and it's supposed to be fun, and it needs to be put out that way. There are some instances where, yes, people, I mean, there was one where I saw, I don't know what ship it was, and the guy opened up a door thinking it was his room, walked in on two ladies that were sleeping. That is, I found out that the door was broken. Well, maybe he did it. I don't know. But, you know, things like that, yes, we take care of it. But fights and things, it's like, come on. You're on a cruise to have fun and have a vacation.
Yeah. You know, I think you need to be careful. I mean, everyone needs to be chill. Let's just say this.
This is after COVID.
Let's be chill. You know, if somebody says something, you don't have to respond to it. You don't have to fight. You don't have to throw a fist. You can just, you know, let it. It's just words. Let it roll off your back.
You're there.
You know?
Right.
And, you know, nobody has any territory. You know, this is not your... none of this stuff.
This is not your house.
And, you know, just remember, you're not the only one here. You know, there's families here.
Right.
There's elderly people here.
Right.
You know?
Well, the elderly are getting into it now.
Be conscientious. This is not, you know, when you go on a cruise, this is not only your cruise. This is somebody else's cruise.
Right, right. If you're wanting a vacation by yourself, go to Palm Springs. You know what I mean? Just go and be by yourself. Just remember, you're going on a cruise with at least 2,500 guests and at least 1,200 crew. Come on. You know, before the COVID happened, we were talking about how cruise ships were increasing lifeguards. Remember that?
Yeah.
And maybe now, this is post-COVID. Maybe now, because everybody is so, they don't know how to
behave
or just be able to interact with
each other. A lot of people have lost their common sense.
Yes, maybe they need more security now.
Remember we saw security dogs on a cruise ship recently.
Yes. So maybe they need more security. And yes, people, because of these things going on and because people can't act appropriately, it's going to cost us, the cruisers, more money to go on that cruise because these individuals can't hold it in. So if you're thinking, oh, wow, cruise lines, their prices are going up. Well, you know what? It's not necessarily because they want to raise the prices. It's a necessity to give us the vacation that we want. Am I right?
With safety.
Okay, I had to get that off my chest because I'm seeing
and security.
I'm seeing this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, really?
Yep.
Fighting over bingo.
Yep.
Bingo.
Give it up.
Bingo. Really?
I know.
This was the best one. Fighting over bingo. They took my seat. What? Are you kidding me?
Just move on.
Yes.
Move on.
Yes. But in some instances, there was one where a kid had his phone and a senior comes up to him and says, Who are you? And he started videotaping and the senior just kept on nagging on him. You could clearly tell the senior it looked like they didn't know where they were. But those type of instances, yes, that's what the security is there for, to help those individuals, not to break up fights every single time. Wow.
Yep.
Pretty soon they're just going to start, you know, saying, okay.
Well, they're going to do background checks.
Background checks, or instead of dropping off in the port, drop off in the ocean. If they're like in between LA and San Diego.
This is Scott speaking. This is not an official Cruise Dudes position. This does not reflect the official position of the Cruise Dudes podcast LLC.
This is my opinion.
Cruise
my
Dudes
opinion
only. Yes.
And or they make bigger brigs. Ooh, we haven't checked that out yet.
All right.
We have to go check out a brig.
Okay.
Why not? I'm going to have to ask. Next time I'm on the ship, can I check out the brig? Why? Because just in case, not for me, I just want to know.
Yeah.
All right. So let us get on to Norway.
Norway.
Norway, the land of the midnight sun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're not talking about Alaska.
No, we're not.
I was there. And it was funny is you're in Norway with all sun. I was in Norway. I mean, Alaska with all sun. But
How much sun did you have at 3 a.m.?
I had a lot. Remember, it was 24/7.
You had a full ball of sun?
I had
We were short like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. That's how far we were. Because we went all the way up, then we came down. We were short an hour and a half.
We had like 4 or 5 full days of sun.
Oh, my God.
Where it was like literally like 11 to 2 o'clock in, you know, position. 11 a.m., 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. position all day long.
Well, you drove it's to crazy. My place, and I am... right when he got crazy. Back, he drives over, and I'm like, so, are you tired? He goes, no, I feel great. I feel great. I had a lot of sleep. I had this. And then he said, he's driving off. He says, have a great morning.
Yeah, exactly. It really does mess with your inner clock. Yeah.
6 at night.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's what happens to you. That's what happens.
All right. So let's talk about it.
So
you're 40th. Woohoo.
I know. So we flew to London.
No, I want to know about you and Lena first. Come on.
It's
40th. Where'd you meet?
We met at school and church and youth group. And
wait, you met in high school?
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are high school sweethearts?
High school sweethearts.
Oh my, if anybody's listening, they're a high school sweetheart. I want you to email us. I want to find out how many high school sweethearts are out there. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's right.
Our first
like real date was her grad night at Disneyland in 1979.
Wait a minute. Your first date,
yes,
was at Disneyland.
Yes, grad night.
Were you on Cartopia? Did you have your driver's license or whatever?
Autopia. Yes,
did you drive her around.
Yes,
with?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys meet in class?
We met at youth group in school.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
We kind of met. Yeah, so it's a little fuzzy, you know, for you.
But you've got it down. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
At least you know what your first date was.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know where you met.
Yeah, exactly.
Dementia has not set in.
That's right.
Okay. All right, let's get to normal.
And then,
there's more.
Yeah, well, you know, so anyway, so, from that standpoint on, I mean, in 1979, and then you had like, 4 years later, we got married. You know, because she went to college.
So really, it's like 45 years.
Yeah, really. It's like about 44, 45 years.
Yeah, you're married, but...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank
you. So, obviously, we've gotten to this time, and I planned this cruise last year, and I said, hey, we're going to do something totally different. We're going to go and... You know, I don't know if we can make it all happen and stuff like that because she had recently had surgery and you know, traveling 10 and a half hours in a plane, you know, can be kind of. But I said, you know what, we're going to book it. And if we have to make a last minute decision that it's not going to work out, we'll change it.
And that's what travel insurance is all about. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
100%
yes.
back with travel insurance.
Exactly. So, you know, we kept it quiet because we didn't know if there were going to be any changes and stuff like that. But as it got closer to it, we decided, we're going to tell the kids. We're just going to go for it. So we flew out of L.A. 2 days early on Thursday afternoon and arrived in Friday morning in London and Heathrow. And very easy flight, really nice flight on Virgin Atlantic, and very good food, actually. They service breakfast and dinner and breakfast and lots of drinks and things like that, and very comfortable flight. Got to Heathrow, no problems. Princess had that we were expecting to go by coach to our hotel. But Princess had a private Mercedes-Benz SUV waiting for us, so that was nice.
Nice.
Right?
There you go. Take
to the hotel. A little trafficky from Heathrow to London, but we did get to drive by Harrods and the Buckingham Palace and Parliament, and finally to our hotel. And then we got there, and we couldn't check in right away, so we left all of our luggage there, and then. We were only like about, I would say about 10-minute walk to Tower Bridge. And so we went over to the Tower Castle and Tower Bridge and checked that out. And then we found some food and we had a nice nice dinner over at St. Catherine's. It's a, like a little docking area near Tower Bridge, and just before Tower Bridge, and just to enjoy the wonderful. It was warm. It was sunny. So we had some great drinks and just kind of like get the celebration started, and then we head back to the room and crashed because we were tired. But we slept for about 5 hours and woke up about 8 o'clock in the evening and walked back over to Tower to walk around more and walk through the Tower Bridge, take pictures and, you know, pick up some souvenirs, and then had more food and ice cream and things like that. And I'll just tell you, London is very beautiful at night. And they light up the tower and the bridge, excuse me. And the whole area is just absolutely gorgeous. And we were love to go back and check that out. So the next morning we woke up and Princess arranged for us. This is kind of a really great deal because they had a package deal where they would transport you from the airport to your hotel, from the hotel to the cruise port, and then the cruise port back at the end of the cruise to the airport. And it was very inexpensive overall. You know, the price, I thought it was very reasonable. Well, that included breakfast in the morning.
So let's talk about that really quick. So you were able to book your in-between travel.
Yes.
Through Princess Cruise Line.
Correct.
Right, through their travel section.
Including the airfare as well.
Through airfare and everything. And by doing that, you were able to basically secure your spot on the ship. It sounds like you were very comfortable. You didn't have any anxiety about missing the cruise line.
That's right.
About getting anywhere because
that's right.
Everything was already set up.
Already set up. When we got there to the hotel, there was already a princess representative there. She had her name tag on. She had a sign in the lounge area. Come see me. She's taking out notes. Do you have any special needs? Do you have anything like, you know, what do you need? Do you have, you know, any accommodations? And, you know, this is where we're going to do. You want to come here between, you know, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. We're going to be boarding the, you know, the buses at this time. And then they give you a piece of paper so you remember everything. So you don't.
Yeah,
because you're
this,
traveling.
This and, was you, your 40th. Yeah, you might need a piece of paper.
I needed. Yeah. But it was nice to have everything right there in case you forgot and stuff like that. And she gave us her phone number and email address in case she had any questions. So it was very, very organized.
So now let's talk about price. The price, it's not going to be. I'm just going to let everybody know, you are paying for a service.
Right.
So if you want to do this cheaper and you want to do it on your own and have that anxiety and call up the airlines and call up the Ubers and call the taxis and call the hotels, go for it. But if you want that peace of mind of knowing that you're taken care of on your vacation away from your home, your country, mm-hmm. Princess is the way to do it. It might be a little bit more expensive, but it's worth the cost. You have a basically your own, sounds like, concierge.
Exactly. Right. That's what I would say. Yeah. It was a concierge that was there all the time through the whole thing. So it was very, the package from Heathrow, from Heathrow to the hotel to hotel stay, and then the travel to and from on the coach to the dock and back to the Heathrow was around $650.
Wait. Six, and that included your hotel stay?
Yeah. So you have to remember.
What?
So you have to remember.
Cheaper.
Here's the thing.
Come
yeah,
on.
Here's the thing. The travel from Heathrow to the hotel is two hours.
If you had to
figure it out yourself, you would be spending at least $200 right there, especially or even more in a private SUV.
Yep,
you know,
yes.
Black car. It was a black car, Mercedes. You know, really nice SUV. And You know, this would that would have been $250-$300 just for that voyage alone. And then I mean that trip alone. And then you have the coach ride, another 2-hour ride from London to Southampton, where the cruise port is. And that would if you wanted that would be probably about another $125 a person.
So it does
and
work out.
It does work out overall. And you know what? I had all peace of mind. I didn't have to worry about my luggage. I brought my luggage. I had somebody from the hotel bring the luggage down to the area where they load the luggage. I didn't handle my luggage at all until it got onto the ship.
Yeah, because they have the porter service.
All the things. Just go.
You had to do was
just. All I had to do is just
tip,
bring a
just tip.
Yeah, just exactly. Bring. I just had to wear my medallion. And check in, and and that was a really, really good service, a really great service, and I highly recommend using that. If Princess offers it at your port stop, where if you go to the Mediterranean, if you go up to Alaska, if you go anywhere, I recommend doing it because you don't have to touch your luggage, only once.
And it's Princess Air.
Easy Air.
Easy
Air. It's part of the part you can add it to your Princess Easy Air package.
Right.
It's the ground services package. So
changes, they change it for you.
There's anything changes, they'll change it for you. You don't have to worry about it. There's representatives there. They're easily just
you get that.
Hey, you there? Message. They have your name on this. Yep. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Yep. Allison, you're on bus number two over here. And and they introduce you to the the bus drivers or the people working there. So it's just like they're very conscientious.
If a lot of people are thinking, well, that's just Princess. No. Holland has it. Carnival has it. Royal has it.
Yeah. The cruise lines have it.
Yes.
And when we were there, I saw. Royal Caribbean people over at Heathrow and also who else did I see? Oh, Celebrity P&O, Mind Shift. So they're all there at the airports.
Yes.
Really, they're to help and get everyone transported to their hotels and everything like that. And then, like I said, we had breakfast in the morning at the hotel. Very good. A very English breakfast with beans and bangers and
beans and bangers.
Yeah, that's a real dangerous trip. You get onto the bus for 2 hours, having a bunch of beans, man.
You had a triple B? Beans, bangers, and buses.
Buses, beans, bangers, and buses.
I meant to say what the other BM is. But still, BBB.
Exactly. But, we went through the countryside. London, I mean, England, the UK is a lot different than, Los Angeles, and there's a lot of countryside.
Mountains or is it?
Yeah, there's
like
hills.
Small hills.
There's hills.
Hills? Okay.
Yeah, there's hills. And, but it was really nice to get a view of, the area. And we stopped at one point to use the restrooms and get some drinks and things like that and got back on the bus. It was a comfortable ride. We got to Southampton and there were really, they say it's going to be really busy in the port. It's just like LA, San Pedro and things like that.
Right.
Where you see a lot of cars. We got there because it's going to be really busy in the port. There's 5 ships that are leaving today. Okay. So we get there and the bus drives up and, makes a circle turn and drops us off in front of the terminal. And I'm going, this is busy. This is busy.
You know what? I honestly think Princess and all the cruise lines do this. When I was in Alaska, they said that we were going to have to be there 4 hours before to get onto our flights. So I think it's just double ensuring that they could get everybody there.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's worth it. It's so worth it. Because you get there and there's so much to do in Norway.
Right.
Right?
There's a lot to do.
Right.
So we had 5 ships there. We had the Sky Princess, of course, the Celebrity Silhouette, the Mind Shift 3, the P&O Iona, and the MSC Virtuosa. And we're the first ship to sail out, which was really fun.
Oh.
It's kind of like, hey, we're ready to go. But we get on the ship, and it's beautiful. It's just like I remember when we were in the Caribbean. We had sailed on the Sky Princess in February 2020, just before the pandemic. And we had a wonderful time on that ship, and so good to be back on that ship.
What did you feel? Did you feel like? Because I felt like this when I went on the Panorama, because that was the last ship I went on pre-COVID, and then when that was your last ship, right? Was that the Sky? The Sky was your last. Mm-hmm. So when you came back on it, did you feel like I am now home?
And I felt like I'm now home. I feel like
we could begin again.
I felt like we can continue.
Yes, that's what I felt
and
like.
It's like, it's like a comfortable.
It's surreal.
You know, like comfy socks. You have your comfy socks,
yes.
Your comfy slippers, you know. And it was just so comfortable to go there. You know where everything is. And they've added some new things. We'll be talking about that soon. But what was nice is that the ship just sparkled. It was beautiful. It was clean. It was beautiful music in the piazza was playing, and everyone was so happy to see us. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. So glad to see you. Welcome, welcome. You know, all over. You know, and you know. Everyone was just so nice, and then we went up to our room, and we had we were on the Baja deck 432, and we had one of the larger cabins because we had Princess gave us one of the accessible rooms, which was over 435 feet.
Okay, and if everybody's thinking what an accessible room is, if they offer it to you because nobody has booked it, take it. Carnival Princess. They're huge. That's what I do. That's what Tom does.
Well,
take it.
Yeah. So this was, it was unexpected to have this room. I told my wife, I said,
you don't want to go back, do you?
What do you think? What do you think? And she says, wow, there's a lot of room. And you know how you get to these rooms and, you know, your bed is like 4 feet away from the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
our bed was like about 7 feet or 8 feet away from the wall. So the only downside of the room is that the bathroom does not have a lot of counter space.
Well, no. Oh, I thought you were going to say something else because I know you like your bathtubs.
Yeah, it doesn't have a bathtub.
But the shower.
But the shower is huge.
It's huge.
And
you have your handles on the sides. Yeah, you don't fall over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For us old people.
Oh, anybody.
Been married
anybody.
40 years. Anyway.
That's so bad.
I know it's bad. But anyway. So what I did is I called our room steward came over and introduced himself.
This is a tip for everybody.
And so he comes in and he says, everything okay? Yeah, your room's beautiful. He brought us some welcome champagne and everything like that. And so I said, but can you get us some extra tables, you know, that we can use because there's a lot of space and I need some table space. And I need something to put in the bathroom too. And so he went and got two more tables, and I took one of them and I put them in the bathroom. And now I had my counter space in the bathroom, which was nice. And it actually fit perfectly.
So are you saying that people can actually ask when they come in and they say, "How is everything?" Don't just say if something is wrong or you need something, say it.
There's something that you need or something that's not, you know, that would be more accommodating for you. And it was really nice because we had the second table we kept by the door, which is a nice big area. And so we were able to, you know, put our medallions there. And so you had a place for things you just drop off. You have a bag or something, you just want to go in the room, put it on the table. It was really nice to have. You know, and then we could take that table and move it over to the couch area because, you know, when you get food and stuff like that, you don't want to be eating off one small table, 3 foot table. So now we had 6 feet of table, which is nice.
That's perfect.
So, yeah, exactly. So we kind of move things around so it's a very big mini suite room and wardrobes were amazing. We had 21 drawers in this place. We had six in the wardrobe section. We had two big wardrobes, closets where we could put in our suitcases, and then we could hang up all of our clothes. And there was a ton of shelving on both sides, And then on our nightstands, we had four drawers on both sides. I mean, and then there were six drawers on large drawers. I mean, wide drawers in the wardrobe section. And then we had our TV, and that faces the bed. And then and more drawers over near the refrigerator. I mean, we didn't feel cluttered. We felt like we had a lot of room and space. It was wonderful. And then we had this balcony that extended over to the left, and it's just not a one narrow, you know, one, you know how you get, you open up the door.
And it's one right and it's, one left.
You got one light, one, you know, side. And this one kind of extended out and gave us a whole lot of room, and just really enjoyed that. So,
ask people.
Yeah, ask people. It was really nice to come in there. A friend of ours left, when we walked in, we had champagne and wine from Princess. Thank you very much, Princess, for the wonderful sparkling wine. And then also chocolate strawberries. And then we had this big, massive Bon Voyage chocolate cake. So we were set.
You were set for that night.
For that day and night, exactly. Exactly.
So basically, did you order room service because you had everything there?
Pretty much. Yeah, we've done that. We did that a couple times.
Now, the room that you got, this is something that I think a lot of cruisers, they'll have a wheelchair or they have
ECV.
You know, ECV. ECV. Yes. And they book their rooms. But then they don't get these rooms and they get upset. You have to ask for these rooms. Let them know. Don't feel like you're going to be a burden if you say, I have a wheelchair or I have a walker or I have a miniature SUV that I want to drive around. This, let them know, because this is what they're for, and they won't give it to Tom.
Hey.
Hey, I'm giving them.
I know. That's fine. I don't cruise every week. But
now, you actually did, though, the club. Am I right?
We're club class. Now, yes.
Did you get upgraded to this room, or did
no?
You,
I or I
because that's, we, a, that's no, a that's thing they do too, right?
Yeah. So club class was included in my fare.
Okay.
And so that's what we wanted to do. We had done club class before, on the Majestic Princess, in spring of last year, and really enjoyed it. Just enjoyed.
That's one a the small dining room. Right?
Well, you know, it's in the main the main dining rooms, but it's a section.
Okay.
That is set aside for that. So you walk in, and you can walk in anytime between 5:30 and 8:30 or so. I forget. I think it's maybe.
No line?
You don't have line. Your waitress, your hostess knows who you are, and, you know, they bring you over to your table or the section that you like to sit in. And they have your, you know, it's ready for you, you know, and you can sit down and eat. And the thing with club class is you have your regular menu like everyone receives in the dining room, but with club class, they have an appetizer and a entree that's special for the night that's only available to club class guests. And that's very nice. So, you know, when you have 14 days on a cruise, you can expect some repetition, and there was a little bit of repetition on the menu, but
it's just like going home every week. You go home.
Yeah. However,
two times a week,
there was always something different with club class.
Okay,
with the thing. And when I talk about repetition on the menu, there may be some like the meat choices, you know. So, you know, I noticed that they had two times they had like Yorkshire and roast beef.
Yorkshire had choices though.
Yeah,
right?
Had choices and things like that. But there was never a lack of choices. Let me just say that.
You did the tomahawk.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. So the thing was is that you also have to remember this cruise ship. is based out of Southampton, the UK, United Kingdom. And so you have a lot of, and I would say about 80% of the passengers on board were from the UK. So you know they're going to have some of the dishes and flavors, you know, such as shepherd pies.
Oh,
and
how many shepherd pies?
And things, and, you know, I had one.
So, only one?
Yeah. Well, they didn't offer it every day. Oh. They didn't offer it all the time. So, you know, when you saw it, you got it, you know? So, but, you know, there was a lot of UK influence on food. And, you know, and also, you know, for breakfast, there's always baked beans and bangers.
You know, beans and bangers.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's called H&M sauce, something like that. There's always that up there. So there's, you know, fish and chips, always. There's quite a bit. There's always. I think I saw it on a regular. I have to look back.
Wow, that's something.
It was a very. I felt the food tasted and was arranged. Similarly to the U.S.
So
if you went on, like you were on your ship, the Majestic Princess, correct? For Alaska.
pardon me. No, I was on the Royal.
Royal Princess. Royal. Excuse me. Royal Princess. You would have the same flavorings. Food preparation and everything like that.
Yeah, because the chefs
are. So here's the thing, you know, if you're kind of wondering, well, you know, what's the food going to taste like on
all the desserts taste the same.
The desserts.
You can count on the desserts tasting the same.
The desserts, the food, and you'll have a few different dishes. So, we had a wonderful, great opening night meal with prime rib and just wonderful flavorings. And of course, their onion soup is just so delicious. So delicious in the main dining room. I highly recommend it.
Now, how were the meals? Because like when I went to Alaska at the same time, every meal was perfect. I could not say anything.
We had wonderful meals. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yes.
And like I said,
cooked,
you know,
with perfection.
If you wanted something medium, if you want it medium rare, you got it. You got it the way you want it, you know. And I never had a bad meal. So,
and remember,
hats off to them.
If you do get something, say you're on a cruise ship, and remember, they're cooking for thousands of people. If you get something that comes out a little bit cold, don't hesitate to say, "Hey, can I get another one?" They will get it for you because
they'll be very kind. Do you like this? Yeah, you know. Oh, you really enjoy that. Would you like to have a second entree?
When you do a prime rib cut, sometimes you get too much fat. Sometimes you get.
Yeah, there's a way different way. Yeah,
so ask.
Yeah, if you want something more.
If you want it different. Just ask,
and you can change things up. So, say for example, you're not really like I don't like green beans.
They will change it.
Yeah, can I have extra mashed potatoes, or can I have just carrots?
I would just put one green bean in the mashed potato and give it to you, just because. And then you'd be like, okay, where is he?
Slug him. I'm gonna shove something down.
Put little peas for eyes, and then the mouth, the green.
Oh gosh. But anyway, our first night, you know, we just got to our first night. It was just a wonderful, comfortable,
we're talking
amazing
food.
Yes, exactly.
So what other fooderies? I want to hear about the Tommyhawk.
Okay, so that was actually the second night. He wants to go on the food thing.
Yes.
Okay, so the first
food.
Day, so the second day, it was a sea day. And we.
The sea day is the best day.
Oh, absolutely. That's where. And I'll just tell you, by the way, that first night. In the casino, I got a royal flush.
Okay,
bro.
That means it's all good.
It's all good. I mean, this is how you start a cruise, right? You get to the cruise ship on time. You got your drink in your hand. You're relaxing. You're celebrating. You're in your cabin. They bring you champagne to your room. You got champagne from Princess. You got wine from Princess. You got your chocolate strawberries. You're having dinner, and you're having prime rib. And you're having your Prince's Love Boat dream.
Then you go to the adult arcade.
And then you go to the adult arcade. You hit a royal flush.
And then you get your casino deals going under your door.
You're rocking and rolling and everything like that. And by the way, I met a really great guy. His name is Darren. Darren and his wife, Cindy. And they were from California. You meet somebody from California.
What?
Yes, exactly. I go, hey, where are you from? I'm
from Santa Monica.
I'm from Santa Monica.
Whoa.
So, yeah, exactly. But Darren and I were video poker buddies on the whole cruise. And Darren and his wife and his brother and his wife, they own a family business. They own a sandwich shop called Busy Bees Market.
Where?
In San Pedro.
San Pedro.
Yeah. So Scott, you and I are going to go visit Darren.
We're going to go do this.
We're going to go.
All right.
One Saturday.
And you know what?
So I want to give out to
everybody. We got to tell everybody. Go to where now?
Busy Bee Market in San Pedro.
In San Pedro.
And ask for Darren. Say Tommy from the Cruise Dudes.
Yes.
And Scott, the Cruise Dudes.
We're here to try your stuff.
Try your stuff. And he says his barbecue chicken sandwich is...
Really?
Is, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to have to go.
Yeah, we're going to go.
I won't even hack that up.
No, we're going to go. You and I are going to go down there and see him. But anyway, I thought it was really fun. But...
Back to food. Oh, wait, that was food.
So C-Day, our first C-Day, we went to Alfredo's.
Ooh.
Well, here's the... You know, you kind of like you're going to get your bearings straight. We slept... So nice on the ship. So we woke up a little late and things like that. Oh, let's go to Alfredo's. And so we ordered, got some pizzas. And I got this pepperoni. And the pepperoni is a little bit different than the American pepperoni. The American pepperoni has like 1-inch pepperonis, right? Like little pepperoni circles.
Yeah, okay.
Right? 1-inch. You know, these are like about 2.5 inches.
I think they actually switched them out because I had those too.
Okay, so
they switched them. Oh, it's so good.
But it's a lot of spice there, and it's really good pepperoni.
No, Alfredo's is, I think, the best kept secret for Princess because it's free.
It's included.
It's included
in your cruise
and
package.
And you could just go anytime when they're open, anytime, and just get fantastic food, hot, made to order just for you.
By the way, their pizza is also included in room service, and you can have it sent to
your room. Yeah.
So they're constantly slinging out pizzas.
My son figured out it was $3 a time.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's worth the cost.
So another thing is we did some shopping on that first day.
No. We're going to food.
No, we're gonna get there. Okay. So after that's, you know, the shopping is near where
you're going for food?
Alfredo. So we went over there. And so they had my favorite brand of shirts, Peter Millar.
Oh, I thought Princess.
with the Princess logo embroidered on it.
Hey, I'm not joking on you. I like that.
Oh, they are very nice.
I like that. I wore that on Alaska.
The one I gave you. So they had some really nice. They had actually a good supply of stuff. So our motto is, if you see it, buy it, because sometimes, you know, the sizes go out and things like that.
And they don't have it.
And they don't have like 500 pieces.
My ship didn't have those. Yeah. The ones that I wore that one. I'm like, you know what? I want to get another one. Did not have it. Yeah. Did not have them there.
So, So you got to get it when you see it. So here's the thing. I picked up two shirts and a jacket, and I got, yeah, this is what I, because I got the Royal Flush the night before.
Oh,
so
did you get the windbreaker one?
I got the hoodie.
Oh, the hoodie.
Yeah, it's a really nice
hoodie. I saw that one. I was like,
it's a nice hoodie. It's a really nice, comfortable hoodie. And their stuff is very soft,
and
breathable and things like that. So if it's a hot day, and by the way, their shirts have UV protection on them. so that you you're in the sun, you're not going to get sunburned, and it's not going to come through the clothes. So it's really good quality product. So picked up some stuff there, and then that night was Father's Day night, so we had to, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we kind of relaxed. We kind of took the CD, but we were getting ready for Crown Grill that night.
Well, because you know that's your
because that's my go to. That's second night. That's what we like to do. We kind of like to do Crown Grill either the first or second night. But second night we got the Crown Grill, and it was Father's Day, and so we get there, and unbeknownst to us, they have a tomahawk steak.
And how big is it?
32 ounces, bro.
Oh, my.
And it was only, get this, 36 ounces, excuse me. 36 ounce bone-in ribeye steak for two, cooked to order, and sliced for tableside presentation. Choices include loaded baked potato, garlic and herb french fries, red skin mashed potatoes, grilled asparagus, cream spinach, sauteed wild mushrooms. As a main course, $15 per person in addition to the cover charge.
And that is worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
How much do you think that steak would be alone?
Oh, in L.A., in over at like George Petrelli's or Taylor Steakhouse, you're looking at $150 to $175 starting price. And if you go into Maestro's, you would be paying probably about $225.
So how much do you think it would be for that entire meal? And
if you were, you would spend at least three. You think about drinks, you think about the food and the sides and desserts and everything, like about $350 to $400.
And if you wanted to just split it with your wife like you did, wouldn't you pay like another 35%?
Because you would have to pay a split fee charge.
So you're looking at $450 plus tip, $500.
Oh, absolutely, easily.
How much did this cost you? On Crown Grill, because I know you've done this.
Okay, so a Crown Grill, $39 a person, so
$39.
Okay, hold on, $39 per person plus the net, so just round it up to $40, and then you added the extra $30.
Sure you tipped well.
So exactly. So I mean, under $110.
Oh my god,
$110.
That's it.
To have this meal, right?
That's
right, exactly.
Absolutely. That's $55 a person.
Yeah,
you can't get that anywhere LA. Anywhere.
Excuse me. So they come out. So the chef brings the steak out to you.
Oh my gosh!
So we had the black and blue, black and blue
on a wheelbarrow.
We had the black
on a
and
wheelbarrow.
Blue. So we had the starter. We had the onion soup with the garlic bread.
They gave you more food besides that.
Well, yeah, we had start.
Were they smaller size?
So the steak comes out. The chef wheels it out on a table. I'm taking video of this, and he's now cutting it. Now, I ordered it medium because they recommended that.
Yeah.
So, and it had this perfect, and they only put salt and pepper on it. They told me they only put salt and pepper.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. And he starts slicing it, and it's perfectly pink. Everyone's watching it. And cutting it up, and it's just, it's oozing out the juices and everything. You can hear the sizzle and everything like that. And then he serves it on my plate with my asparagus, my loaded potato, and I'm ready to take my first bite. And I take my first bite with that crust on it.
The crust
melted in my mouth. And we only had two slices of meat left over because we couldn't eat one more bite.
I tried.
We didn't get out of there.
Did they leave the cart there so they
could wheel you out?
You know why they needed that room, right? Let me tell you something. They wheeled you back in and just, ba-doom, put Tom back in. All right, ba-doom, tomorrow, Crown Grill, right? Okay, we'll pick you up. They could take off.
So we're like, oh my gosh, I'm like trying to adjust my body, you know, and everything like that. I go, I got to go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom. I'm trying to eat this thing, this beautiful 36 ounce, beautiful ribeye, you know. I'm looking at the bone. I'm like, scraping the bone. Well, I didn't do that. I didn't do a Fred Flintstone thing like what you would.
I would
do
the Fred Flintstone.
I know you would do. You would do that. But, you know, I was dressed up and everything like that. I was nice. And you know what? It was a really perfect night because I had some gifts for my wife for our anniversary. And just everything was just one of those perfect
nights. Now, here's, I want to know, yeah, how many, I'm going to call it just a Tommy. How many Tommies are available on that
cruise? Okay, so I was told, because I asked about this, I said, how many of these did you order for this cruise? I mean, because I know they're a little bit expensive and everything like that. Because while we ordered 18 of them, I go, do you have any left over? Because I was thinking, because we had a second reservation, right? And I wanted to see if I could put one on reserve.
What do you think?
And apparently other crew members, such as the captain,
wanted that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so, unfortunately, I wasn't able to enjoy it again. However, I really enjoyed this. And this was a very special night for my wife and I and Father's Day and everything
and
like that.
And it's cut to order. They cut that night before.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
they bring it to
butcher.
They bring it. When they present it, before they cook it, they have it on a plate and they present it to you, and it's a big old honking piece of meat. If you go to our Instagram, you can see the meat and you can see the little video I did there. So, but it was fabulous. And then on top of that, you know, because they know that it was our anniversary, they gave us anniversary cake on top of this. I could not believe it.
No, there's
it was
something.
Just, and it was not a. It was, our anniversary was a week away at that point, but it was really fun. It was a really wonderful evening. Obviously, because of just all the work and how much food there was, we missed all the shows and things like that. But it was one of the most. I would say, for steak dinners, and I've had many delicious steak dinners in my life. It was in the top three.
The way you were talking about this sounded like when all of us went to there was a place in Hollywood. I don't even know the name of it. Lori's. And remember that you were like just so jazzed, and that cost us our entire family. I think it was around $600. And we did not have that big of steak, and that was
no. Lori's is a prime rib restaurant in Los Angeles, and
it was very good.
I love Lori's; it's a wonderful prime rib restaurant. But definitely this one was on a different level. And I'll be fair. You can't compare Lori's with this steakhouse because it was more. Because Lori's is a specialty program.
What do you think?
But I would say along the level, this is the same level as Taylor's, which is one of my most nice.
Here we go. Yeah. You know how Princess can make some real money? Team up with a chef. And in the port cities where Princess leaves, have a Crown Grill restaurant. Have it there. And you can.
You mean a land one.
Yes, it would be more expensive, but they could get it there, and then they could really know what this price is. I mean, they could go there or have it on the ship for this amount. You know how many people would go to Crown Grill? Just you would be going daily.
I can't go daily. Okay, my body.
Weekly?
Yeah, maybe every 10 days.
Yeah. Now, there's one thing that you said about anniversaries, and I would like to let's talk about that briefly, is if you have an anniversary or a birthday or a special day and you're getting your ticket, you're booking everything online and it asks you for that, is it worth it putting it down?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They'll decorate your room for you. They'll do special towel animals. They'll
give you cake.
There's cake, there's specialty cake that they have for you. And it says happy anniversary, happy birthday, congratulations. You know, you're celebrating something special, you know. They'll celebrate with you, and and it's very nice. It's very, very nice.
Okay.
On the website, there's a place to mention it if you're celebrating a special occasion. So definitely point that out and take care of it. And also, if you have some family or friends that are doing that, if you can get their booking number or their booking date, you can actually do that. You can, hey, you're not going to be on the cruise, but you can still send something to their room, like my friend Michelle did. She sent us a beautiful cake, and it's not that expensive. I mean, you can send a cake to somebody for like $20 to $25. You can send them strawberries for $10, chocolate strawberries for $10.
Or send them Crown Grill.
Or you can actually pay for their, yes, you can pay for a meal at a specialty restaurant as well. So there's lots of things that you can do for your friends if they're going on family that are going on a cruise, and you can't be there, but you like to celebrate with them and give them a special gift. You can do that. And by the way, Princess does have also gift cards available at the store.
They do.
So
yeah,
that can be used on the ship for your.
It can't be used on bookings. You actually have to bring the card to
services. Yeah, you have to bring
it. And then
it.
They'll go ahead and put it
correct.
In.
Correct.
So try, if you do one for a friend or anything like that, you could actually do just a paper one. You don't have to give them a card. Get a digital one. They'll print it out. You can't use it for a booking, but you could bring it onto the ship, and then you could actually
put that toward
what you need.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And
so how many times did you go to the Crown Grill?
Cause twice.
For 14 days. Okay. Yeah, okay. That's in that 10-day span.
You're fine.
Yeah,
I was in fine.
Where else did you go on the ship for food? You went to...
Well, of course, we went to the Horizon Court, which is their buffet.
Oh, of course.
And wonderful places to go get, they had German, they had Italian, they had Indian food on board.
Everything you needed.
Everything you needed.
Gluten-free, too. They had gluten-free.
Gluten-free things.
Yes,
What was nice is that you could try some food that I've never tried Indian food, and I decided to do that, and I had some Indian food. Don't ask me what it was, because I just ate it. I just put it on my plate.
Did you see the juice bars? Did you try the fresh juice?
They had lots of different fresh juices and smoothies.
And they
chocolate,
right there.
Strawberry.
Yes.
They make it right there for you.
Mimosas.
Mimosas are available now as well. I want to talk about quickly the...
Yes? More restaurants?
Gelato.
Oh, geez, here we go.
Okay, every day they make fresh...
Did you fall down before you found the gelato?
No.
Did you get lost after you got your gelato?
No, I didn't get lost after.
I'm reminiscing your dad.
Yeah.
When he gets gelato,
he gets lost.
He gets lost.
He gets lost. He's like he gets lost on a sugar high.
So yeah, it's so cute.
Yeah. So they make fresh gelato every day. They have some that are regular, such as chocolate, vanilla, amaretto.
Did you get the special?
So we tried a bunch of we tried the chocolate vanilla. We had some sundaes, but the reason why we wanted to go a couple of times is we wanted to try some of the specialty desserts.
Yes,
new desserts, and one of them that we had, I believe, is called the Godfather.
Yep.
With the vanilla with chocolate brownie, with a brownie on it, and it was absolutely wonderful. It was brain freezing. Let me just tell you that. Remember how you got that brain freeze one? I got a brain freeze.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It was a very, 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 very rich. Very rich. The chocolate fudge that they use is very rich. In fact, I had to go get a bottle of water just to kind of like wash it down, but it was very delicious, and I highly recommend them. Now they are like $12 each, or something like around that price, $12 to $15, depending on which item. Yeah, I think they have about 8 different types of desserts. These super desserts, the ex, And they're very well done, exquisite, and very delicious, and they're very showy.
They are. Can you name them?
Let's see. Well, they have the La Dolce, which is a cheesecake. It has a lollipop in it.
Oh, my God.
Two or three lollipops. And then they got the Godfather with the brownie.
And that's what you had?
Yeah, that's the one I had. And then the Michelangelo, which is chocolate chip muffin with vanilla gelato, chocolate sauce, raspberry sauce, assorted candies, dark chocolate triangle, whipped cream, sprinkles.
Can you just start tasting this?
Well, yeah. Then they have the Da Vinci, which is the chocolate hazelnut, and that has hazelnut chocolate bar, vanilla gelato, chocolate sauce, raspberry sauce, Oreo cookies, assorted candies, Florentine Tulle, whipped cream, and sprinkles. And then the other one was the Donatello
key lime.
Yeah, that looks amazing. Key lime pie bar. Vanilla gelato, chocolate sauce, raspberry sauce, caramel popcorn, sword candies.
But that key lime was so good. Yum. It was.
And then
so
the
good.
Leaning Tower tiramisu, vanilla chocolate sauce, caramel sauce, amaretto cookies, caramel popcorn, marshmallows, assorted candies, Florentine Tulle, whipped cream, and sprinkles.
And this is from the gelato place.
This is from the gelato
place. A lot of people don't know about this.
You got to get over there to try at least one. It's shareable. So
no, it's not shareable. It's like the Tommy Hawk. It's not shareable. That's my version of a Tommy Hawk.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. And then you take a little Bailey's, and you take a little scoop of it, and you put it in a Bailey's. Oh my goodness, it's so
good. I'm gonna just tell you this: you be buzzing after you have these desserts.
Yes,
they're definitely
sugar high.
Sugar high, diabetes, whatever. Yeah, it's everything. It's gonna get you. It's gonna inflame your body. Yeah, you're gonna feel it all over. Definitely one of those amazing. You know what, Scott? It's a 1 hour, and I'm only on day two.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Okay.
So, do you want to?
This is. We're gonna finish up food, and then we're gonna do another one about your other. So I want to know about more food.
Okay, more food. Okay, so
this is a long extended version.
Okay, so we're gonna finish up. I guess we're gonna, and then we'll talk about the port stops in the next.
Yeah, no. Let's record tomorrow, maybe early morning, and we'll do part two. This is part one.
Part one. Okay, so let's finish up on the food.
Okay.
Let's see.
Where else?
We were trying to get reservations for
the new restaurant.
Which is Rudy's Catch. The Catch, and they could not get that because that was very, very, very popular. And that was a seafood restaurant. But what we saw from up there, I went by a couple times just to kind of look at some of the plates and what people were being served, because I was kind of like, let's see what's going on over here, because it's on the level 7. It was where they had the other French restaurant Le Mur at one time.
Yes.
So this was
okay.
Now,
so Le Mur is gone.
Le Mur is gone now.
And now it's this. Okay.
It's
this. All right.
So this is all fresh seafood. They have they bring up piles of ice, and they have the lobster up there. They have the salmon up there. They have all the different.
This is
types
my
of,
heaven.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is my heaven.
And so you can pick, and I believe you can pick your fish, and then they'll prepare it.
So
they have lots of lobsters to choose from, lots of salmon to choose, all these things like that. And so it's they can only accommodate, I think, maybe 40 to 50 people, because they're doing individual preparation and stuff like that. So pretty much it's just kind of like one
seat.
So
you need to book this.
You kind of like, if
right,
you want to do this,
when you're,
yeah,
when you're
this
booking,
is kind of like
it.
This is kind of like when you're going to dinner, there's only kind of like one seating.
You got to do it.
You got to kind of do it. That's how I see it operationally. And I could be wrong on that, but I didn't see many people change. The night I went up there, and I went up like two or three times, I saw the same people, the same chairs, you know, after 2.5 hours or 3 hours.
Well, it's a presentation.
Yeah, there's a lot of, things going
Princess
on.
Princess is doing that a lot there's, now, and I like, a lot of people are getting upset because, oh, I've been sitting for hours. Somebody said that about Sabatini's, and I had to tell them, it's not about you rushing in, eating as much as you can, those platters of food. It's the presentation. It's the companionship.
It's called fine dining.
Yes.
And part of dining is not gulping down your food to get to the next.
You have to taste it.
Enjoy it.
It comes out. You want to be able to pair that with a good wine, or you want to be able to, I'm having risotto. What type of wine do I need? Or I'm having a dessert. What type of dessert would
what
you
was,
want?
You bring up a very good point, Scott. Over in even in the main dining room, people would say, well, you know, I got to really get a great fine dining experience in the main dining room. But you know what? We had the sommelier come to our table every night.
Yes.
And we're not heavy drinkers. We're not really into the wine. But we'll have some wine on special occasions like our 40th anniversary cruise. And so it was really nice to have the sommelier come by and recommend a glass. You know, what are you having for dinner tonight? What would you recommend? And then you can hear his story and understand what he recommends. And you can get a glass. And a glass of wine, is between $15 and $20 and $25, something like that, depending on what you get and everything like that, what he recommends. So that's really nice to have. Is a service? Is it an extra fee? Yes, it is an extra fee. But to have a sommelier there and to and have this type of experience on board. And again, if you're going to go home and have this type of experience anywhere on land in a restaurant, I mean, you're going to start around $50 to $75 for a sommelier to come to your table.
And what's great about that is that you could pair it with everything. You could say, "What am I having for my appetizer and everything else?" And think like the chef's table or the winemaker's dinner. You could actually make that your experience. Oh, I'm having a risotto. I'm going to say that because I just talked risotto. I'm having a risotto because risotto is so salty and big. You want a big Cabernet to actually be able to taste the Cabernet because the salt in the risotto will bring that out. So there's things you want to do.
Yeah. So that's one of the things is that if you don't know how wine and food are paired, such as me, I'm not as well versed with this as Scott is, but you don't have to feel intimidated. I didn't feel like I was talked down to.
No, I
didn't feel like I was being schooled. But I do feel like I was being educated, and I was to how to have a more enjoyable experience with wine and your food, and that was a big benefit, and I appreciated that because I'm not as well versed in wine and pairing and with the food and everything like that as Scott is. But when you have somebody that's willing to share that and to explain it to you and then really kind of search out your taste buds as well to, you hear it, but then you also
feel it. Yes.
You feel it. You feel the senses in your mouth. You feel all the senses, the smells, how to smell wine, how to allow it to go, how to breathe it in.
It's like
breathe it in, right? Is that right? Right?
Yeah.
How to breathe it in, how to twirl it. How to let it breathe. Don't let the wine breathe before you take it.
That's right.
And so there's a lot of things to learn about that actually brings
us to something. You didn't try it on this ship though. That I believe they had at the winemaker's dinner.
Yeah,
we could cover that later because I did that.
Yeah, well,
that wasn't the sky, but we'll just touch on it right now. What Tom is talking about too is like Tom is a foodie. I'm a winey. I'm a whiny.
He's a whiny little.
I just heard I said that. I was
he's
like,
a
oh,
whiny little, okay. little whiny.
Okay. But chef's table, you learn how to taste. You learn how to appreciate food. And the winemaker's dinner, you learn how to pair that wine with the food that you just had. So if you're on a Princess cruise ship and you want this full dining experience, honestly, I would tell you, do the chef's table first or second night, then do the winemakers. So you learn how to pair it. Then go to the dining room that we just talked about. Go to the dining room and actually be able to pair those wines with the food you have and have the experience of, you know, that what you've learned and what you could take back. Because we'll cover the winemaker's dinner on another show, but I'll tell you right now, the winemaker's dinner, if you ever want to talk, like Tom was saying, $15 a glass for wine. Even if you have the drink package, it's still $15 a glass for wine. You go to the winemaker's dinner, it's a set cost. You have your whole meal, and they're pairing everything with a specific wine, and they tell you about it. They tell you what to taste. They tell you how to swirl it, how to just let it
breathe,
and let it how you taste it in your mouth and everything else. It's something that you guys should really try.
So a couple of other places that for food and everything like that, you have an International Cafe, which is open
24/7.
You can always get a little sandwich.
I love my Reubens. Toasted Reuben.
Very, very good place to hang out. Salty Dog Grill. You can find hamburgers, hot dogs.
Fish and chips.
They have a lot of different meals up there. And then you also have Vines.
Vines, yes.
This is their wine bar, which is open at 10:30 a.m. So if you want to start drinking wine at 10:30 a.m., there you go. Another place is the...
don't they have the Trident Grill on that? Or is it...
It's Salty Dog.
Oh, it's a Salty Dog?
Which is out in the Lido Deck.
Oh, okay.
And then the Ocean Terrace Seafood Bar, which is Deck 7 on this particular ship.
Okay.
And then...
the pizza place, right?
We talked about there's a Slice. This is also on the Lido Deck. There's also a Swirls, which is also the soft serve ice
cream. Okay, did you go to Swirls?
Yes, of course.
Was the Swirls somebody serving it for you? Or did you?
Yeah, they serve it for you.
Yes, I love it.
Which is very nice.
Yes.
So it opens up at 11 and it closes at 10.
So you were there at 11 and at 10?
Yeah, okay. 11, 12, 1.
Did you try the cookie sandwich?
I did not do that. I did not do food hacks because that's your...
Well, no, it's not a food hack. You just get the warm cookies from the buffet, and then you have the swirl. You put it on top of it, put some sprinkles, crush it down, and you have your... Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
So, unfortunately, we were not able to get Sabatini's restaurant. I tried to get it organized. But you know what? I have Sabatini's booked for my next cruise.
Good.
But
good.
But I'll tell you, I did speak with a couple of people on board that we, you know, obviously we sat, in our dining room area. We were in the Estrella dining room in the Reserve Collection.
Yeah,
as they call. They went to Sabatini's and they just had some amazing meals there. They spoke very highly of it. So Sabatini's is very highly rated. Both specialty restaurants on board were very, very busy when we went. We walked by them every single night.
Well, it's interesting. You said you got in the Crown Grill. I couldn't get in the Crown Grill, but I got in the Sabatini's on the one for Alaska. So again, like what we're both saying, you have to book before you go on the cruise. You can no longer go in and expect, hey, I'm going to be able to get that dinner. Cruising is back, and everybody is back.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I would just say also room service was excellent this time.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
It was
hot.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's something else. Order extra, like, potato chips and things like that.
You could get them.
and they'll put it in a bag. It comes in an extra bag, foil bag. And sometimes you get like, you want something like a little salty, you know, maybe after you've been in the casino for a little while, and you say, oh, I want to have like a little snack. You can grab, go get those chips they have in the bag.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
And then, you know, and so, you know, and you know what's nice also is order some cheese and a cheese plate and some other things, and then, you know, keep them in your fridge
or
and things like that.
Or use to get drinks. I was doing that.
So, you know, so when you're also, by the way, because you're elite. All right. You also.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
You get. Well, don't worry about it.
I'm so elite. Yeah. Give me more cruises. I'll be there, baby.
So we had one of the things that we had, they prepare the bar for you and they have like, you know,
you
vodka.
Get your own mini bar.
Yeah. Your own little mini bar. Right. So I said, I gave him half my mini bar back and I said, can I have some sodas? And they had some Bud Lights in there, so I said, hey, you can take the beer, and you can take the sodas. I mean, take the half of the mini bar. They give me like six or seven cans of Coca-Cola, which is perfect. And it was really nice because I had – so now I had – still had some – I can mix a drink or something like that. And I had my – and I had my Coca-Cola there. So – and then I asked for more Coke, and they got that. And I had my water and bottled water, and it was very nice. And so, ice. By the way, always ask for ice and you'll get fresh ice every day.
Just let them know I'm on ice daily, and they'll switch it out. Do it all that. And also, I mean, when we were in Alaska, I was like, I'm going to do this with my medallion. They know where I am. I was ordering hot toddies. I was ordering everything while we're at Glacier Bay. They would just come knock on the door within 10 minutes, knocking on my door with a drink.
That's nice.
I mean,
yeah, it's really nice. I mean, the medallion's very, very nice.
They know where you are.
They know where you are. You have your, you know, you're sitting your cell phone. I want this.
You were using that a lot, right?
Oh, absolutely. The medallion and the app is amazing. And it worked perfectly. I was able to, let me just tell you, I was able to do all my emails and upload video. And
Starling.
I was using, I had no problems. I was doing live video. I was doing Instagram Live. Many times, so the video, the internet connection was excellent up there, even in the Arctic Circle, which was crazy just to think
Starlink was a huge upgrade for Carnival Corporation across the board.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're talking no drop calls, nothing. And if you're thinking, well, I could just not use it, I don't need my phone. No, you need the medallion. You need all of this.
Yeah.
And it's very minimal now for the cost of internet. And I, my hats off to John. Yeah. Hats off to him. He was
John Padgett.
John Padgett. He was the one that really pushed for this. Remember?
He pioneered the whole thing for Princess Cruises after he...
And phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Knows what he's... knew what he was doing. He hired the right...
And he has so much coming out. Yeah, it's just
Carnival,
incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. They've done an excellent job with this, and I'm excited what the future holds for.
Well, I think this is part one, right?
So this is part one.
We need to cut it off here.
Okay, so do you want to hear about my food for my anniversary dinner, or do you want me?
But we already had that.
No, we didn't.
Talk about Crown Grill.
I went to Crown Grill twice. You only heard the first Crown Grill.
Okay, what's the second one? Let's go.
Second Crown Grill.
All right, I'm waiting.
My anniversary dinner.
Okay, I thought that
my wife got the filet.
Okay.
Okay. And I got the ribeye.
Now, do you recommend when you're buying, you're getting your steak? I've always heard this. If you want it medium, you ask it for medium rare, and then it comes out medium. Or
no,
did you
just
find
the, no,
that
no, they know food? They know how to cook a steak.
So maybe
and
the
they know
dining hall.
Yeah,
I
if
mean,
you
not
were
the dining hall, but the huge dining room,
main dining room,
main dining room.
No, I found everything prepared perfectly the way I wanted, and what was what was the normal thing. But I'll tell you, the I was glad I got the ribeye this time, and this is kind of like a. kind of like a prime rib steak.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And but again, it had that flavorful crust, that flavorful crust.
It's just the fat.
So good. And this particular steak has a very good marbling of fat in it. And so you're going to get the flavor. You're going to have the juiciness of the steak, but you're going to have the juiciness of the fat
and
that goes through.
Which
really gives this steak just a tender
and it marbles taste. Us too.
Yeah, it marbles and marvels us.
Yes,
and so it's just a really great meal overall. That was our real anniversary dinner. They again sang, "Give us a cake again," and so that was the second anniversary cake. And then the next night, you know, it was after our anniversary, and our waitress, Catherine, she says, "We have to celebrate again because you weren't with me last night." So
there you go.
Yeah, and we gave us more cake. I mean, we were like caked out by that time. But I'll just let you know. Overall, we had some amazing food on this cruise every night. We weren't disappointed. We were very, very, very satisfied and enjoyed everything. The presentation and the quality of the food was phenomenal. And thank you very much, Princess Cruises, for a wonderful gastronomical experience.
All right. So now we talked about the Sky Princess.
Part two
is going to be all about
the
Norway.
port stops in Norway.
Is it that time?
It's, you know what, Scott?
Yeah. I think it's way past that time.
I think
and,
it is.
And I will tell you right now, I mean, we've covered everything about this ship, all the food.
Well, we talked about
eateries,
the food.
I mean, that's really what the ship is. It's going, being able
we're to gonna talk about
royal flushes, being able to get the bigger rooms, being able to get the Tommyhawk, be able to get the gelato, be able to do all of these things. Those memories, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
And next time, we're going to the Midnight Sun, Norway, part two, coming very soon. I don't think we can wait a month. This is coming out like 2 or 3 days after this one.
Yes.
All right. I'm Scott.
And I'm Tommy.
Until next time, everyone.
Keep on cruising.
Have a good one.